You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Cheerio, boys and girls. Welcome in. It's the Daily Detroit Happy Hour Podcast. A fresh new episode coming at you for another week. I'm your host, Sven Gustafson. Today, we are up on the Avenue of Fashion, Livernois Avenue in Northwest Detroit. We're at the Narrow Way Cafe. We're going to be talking with Jonathan Merritt, who is one of the owners. He's also a pastor at Straight Gate International Church. We'll get into all that. First, I want to let you know that Detroit's doers grow at Bamboo Detroit. With shared workspaces for all, super fast internet, a diverse community, and newly expanded office space, you'll find everything you need to succeed. Learn more at BambooDetroit.com. All right, so as I said, we are at the Narrow Way Cafe with owner Jonathan Merritt. Reverend Merritt, so good to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure.
Nice of you to come in. So this is a brand new cafe for those of our listeners who aren't familiar. Just opened up this summer. You're right next to Cuzzo's Waffles and Chicken and Waffles. And congratulations on getting this place open. The place looks great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a lot of hard work, a lot of teamwork, a lot of dedication. And one of the great things is being a part of the community. And just like today, you see different people from all walks of life coming together and over a cup of joe. It always makes it easier to interact with people and get a chance to really see what Detroit is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I should mention there, we are not the only media crew in here today, as it turns out, which is kind of interesting.
Which was not planned whatsoever.
Right, and when you walked in the door, I saw it. It was like you had to make your way across the room before you even got to us. You know, shaking just about everybody's hand. Seems like you know a lot of the people in here.
Well, one of the things is that I know this sounds weird, but like one of my art school teachers is like
high school art teacher
sitting right next to me,
and which was very
laughing right now,
which was very interesting. But one of the things
you didn't know she was going to be here.
I didn't know she was going to be here. and so one of the things about it is just that I feel like being here at the coffee shop every single day, I've gotten a chance to meet some amazing individuals that are doing a lot of incredible stuff all across the city of Detroit. It's been actually a privilege. To be able to serve them and really get a chance to see what's happening in Detroit and really why the resurgence, why everybody pretty much has this upbeat spirit about what's happening, what's going on. And so it's the people. It's always been about the people. It's always been about serving the community. And I feel like the more we have people that are focused in on that goal, the greater impact we're going to have on the city for future generations.
And I can tell you're a people person. I mean, you're a man of the cloth, so you have to be, right?
Well, my father always has taught me this, that your position, you're there to serve people. And a lot of people feel like they look at things maybe a little bit differently of pastors, but I've kind of caught on to that from a very young age and noticing that whatever I can do for my community in a positive light, then I should be a part of it. And that's what we set to do here.
That's great. So, and we'll get into a little bit more of that. I think there's a lot of stuff that we can kind of get into. You got a lot of different interesting things going on. Just to set the stage, I mean, I do want to just sort of mention that this place is, it's beautiful. You got the white subway tile behind the coffee bar. You know, the bar's paneled in a dark stained wood. We're sitting on a navy blue upholstered leather banquette. You got the garage door, the window, you know, glass. I mean, it looks great in here. And this place is hopping, too. We're here, it's well past the lunch hour, but this place is, it's booming. Things seem to be going well.
There's a couple of different aspects of that. We have a tremendous team. A lot of people ask, who designed this place? Like, what design firm? We want to know them. What architecture firm? And when we say us, it kind of like startles people to say when they look around and say, man, you guys really took some time to design. And I got to give hats off to my brother, who's also one of the part owners, and as well as Sabrina, who's another owner, who's also our general manager. We came together and set off on a plan to give this community something that they could be pleased by and something that they would look at it and say, wow, like this is my community and want to embrace what it is that we're doing here. On top of that, giving people incredible customer service has always been what we've been about. Incredible, consistent product, and making sure the place stays clean. I know those are three things that sound very, very easy, but we wanted to make sure that when people came into Narrows that they understood that there was a certain degree of excellence that they should expect to receive, and we want that to continue throughout our days here.
So tell us the story of how this coffee shop came to be. I mean, you won a $45,000 grant from the Motor City Match Small Business Program, but the business was really born out of Straight Gate International Church, which is just a few miles down Livernois, basically on Grand River.
4.5 miles down the street, so it's not far at all. And our whole thing about it was a couple of years ago, probably around 2012, we were looking to actually renovate our bookstore, our church bookstore. And so what we were thinking about doing was making it 75% bookstore, 25% coffee shop, like a little, you know, maybe some brewed coffee, you know, nothing extravagant, but nothing happened with those plans. We kind of just, you know, we had other interests, other things that we had to take care of financially at the church. So it got kind of pushed down the line. Years went by, obviously, as Kindles became popular, iPads, kind of these devices started to take over. We looked at it and said, people really aren't buying paperback books the way that they used to, i.e. Barnes & Noble and borders closing all across the world, and how the Amazon takeover. So one of those different things that we looked at and said, hey, well, how big is coffee? And you start to look at the flip side and say, man, coffee is like taking over, like from Starbucks to Panera to Big B to Tim Hortons to Dunkin' Donuts. Everybody, and even McDonald's, to see all these different places, like even if you look at Dunkin' Donuts, it's no longer going to be called Donuts. It's going to be called just Dunkin'. And you look at these different things of all these different companies that are making this strategic investment into coffee. We said, hey, we start to look at really the science of it. And so that's where we came to really say that people love food in general, but there's nothing like having that cup of joe or a smoothie and enjoying it. And so what we did was we looked at in the year of 2015, I believe it was August, we had a meeting with the owners of Zingerman and said, hey, this is something that we're looking to do, and would you help us with it? We had zero money at the church to do it. We were really just dreamers at that point. And we sat down, we came up with a plan, and then we started to go a little bit further. We got one of our architects who goes to our church involved in creating just a vision, a platform of what our ideas were. And once he did that, we knew for a fact that it was like mandatory, that this is something that we wanted to do for our church. And what it has done is even greater than that, because when we were able to open up the Narrowway Cafe at the church back in April of 2016, it allowed us to see the impact that a coffee shop can actually have on a community. And our church community has ate it up. They've loved it for from last April to July of 2016. And then my brother happened to go eat at Cuzzo's. And he goes to eat at Cuzzo's, and we had talked about doing one outside, but outside the church. But as he's eating at Cuzzo's, he noticed this place that's being turned into a white box, this whole strip right that we're on, that we're a part of, that the Bartel family owns. And so we said, hey, could this be a good place? So our first time looking at this place was July 5th, 2016. We ended up signing the lease in September 2016. Then we applied for Motor City Match like a week later. And then we won Motor City Match in January of 2017. And then we got cracking on the construction in March of 2017 to open in July of 2017. So it was like a full-year process of taking the concept from the church one to here in the marketplace right here on Livernois Avenue of Fashion.
That's great. What did this space used to be? Was it an open storefront? Or
I'm not sure. I heard it was like a couple of different things that it kept on just changing over time.
Extensive renovation, obviously.
Yeah, we did an extensive renovation. Very extensive. very, very, very extensive renovation.
Well, like I said, the place looks great. Now, I know you're part of an ownership team with, I think, your brother, Sabrina. I don't remember her last name, the general manager.
General manager, and then Sabrina Swain, and my father, and a couple of others as well.
Your father, who is the founder, along with your mother, of the Straight Gate International Church, Bishop Andrew Merritt. But you, you know, I wanted to ask you, you studied business, not as an MBA, I don't think, but you studied business back in college. So are you doing the books here, or what's...
Yes, so, like, my job is the financial perspective of Narrow Way Cafe to make sure that we continuously keep this afloat and keep a surplus and make sure that we can hire these wonderful young people out of the city of Detroit. We have four of our workers, of our employees, actually live within less than a quarter mile radius of here, which is cool that we've been able to hire young people right out of the community, and that's one of our things that we want to continuously do. So
that's great. You mentioned the role that how you discovered the role that a coffee shop can play when you open the precursor of this coffee shop up in your church. What do you mean by that? Like, what is the role of a coffee shop in the community?
I believe that when people are sitting side by side, everybody's the same in the coffee shop. Doesn't matter what background you come from, we're all here just to have a great cup of coffee, whether it's a father bringing in his son and they want to enjoy time here, whether it's a couple that are, you know, just spending some time away, whether it's people that are here on business, whether it's people that are working on some strategic things. I'll just give you, for example, the other week in here, we had a federal judge who was sitting up there on the bar just working on some work. We had an architect working on some final plans for some redevelopment within the city. We had a person working on their thesis for their doctorate degree. We had a family, a mom and daughter, all at the same time, these people from different walks of life, all coming to a centralized location, but nobody's thinking about who you are, or, you know, there's no labels in the coffee shop. It's just people. And that we love that about a coffee shop, that, you know, the price point of where it's at.
It's like a level.
Yes.
Social levels the field, sort of. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what background you come from. We believe everybody's the same. It's a community within a community.
Yeah. And you had Mayor Duggan was here for the ribbon cutting, I believe.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think Joe Biden, the former vice president, was at the Motor City match.
Correct.
Did you get to meet him?
Yes, I did get to meet him. I've met him a couple times before, but this is the, I got a chance to meet him along with the other person that was also here was Wayne County Exec Warren Evans as well. So he was at our grand opening as well.
I'm curious.
And Mr. Tapper of Tapper's Jewelry was actually here too. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're getting the movers and shakers around town are coming here.
I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't say that. I believe that anytime you offer people quality service with a quality product, I believe, like I said, it's a level playing field here at the coffee shop. And we're so thankful to be part of this community, of the resurgence of the Livernois Avenue of Fashion, of being part of what's happening. And as Motor City Brewery opens up across the street and other restaurants open up on the block and eateries and fashion shops and all these different things that this community needs, turning this community really into a 20-minute neighborhood, I believe that there's something special here.
Right. Yeah, let's get into that a little bit. I mean, you know, you've only been open for a couple months now, but I mentioned at least today sure seems busy in here. I'm watching, you know, people walking in and out the door, walking out on the sidewalk right in front of here. Talk a little bit about the neighborhood and what it's like being in business here, and where are people coming from, and who are your customers, etc.
I believe our customers range from everybody. I believe that coffee does that, and I would say that the businesses that are here already are some incredible people, some incredible business leaders, and I would also say that the community, we've met some amazing, amazing people that live in this community, and you know, I started to look at a couple of houses over here because I'm like, man, this is a wonderful community full of wonderful people that really just care. you know, and I think that they care about whether or not this neighborhood continues to strive. And we've gotten nothing but incredible support from people that live in the community that are telling people, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on their next door app, their local next door app, whatever it is, from Green Acres to Pembroke to Sherwood Forest to Palmer Woods to Green Acres to University District. It's just been phenomenal.
That's great.
And we can't thank the community enough. But we've also had people come from Royal Oak. We've had people come from Birmingham. We have people come from Ferndale.
West Springfield High School.
That's absolutely amazing. it's just been wonderful. It's been wonderful.
All right, podcast fans, got an amazing business brewing, but sick of working in coffee shops? No offense, Reverend Mayor. We love working in your coffee shop. It's not a personal dig.
Yeah.
Got an idea that's a home run, but done with working at home? Bamboo Detroit is where entrepreneurs, startups, nonprofits, and other doers take their dreams to the next level. With plans starting as low as $50 a month, visit bamboodetroit.com for more information. And you're listening to the Daily Detroit Happy Hour podcast. We're on with Jonathan Merritt. He's one of the owners of the Narrowway Cafe on Livernois in Detroit. He's also pastor at Straight Gate International Church. He's the son of the church founders, Pastor Vivica Merritt and Bishop Andrew Merritt. One thing that jumped out at you, is that you share the same birthday as your father, Bishop Andrew Merritt.
Man, you guys have done some research.
And, well, I said that jumped out at me because I also share the same birthday as my dad.
Wow.
I never met anybody else.
Wow, that's amazing. I'll say something really quickly about that. When I was young, because he was a bishop, you know, and pretty significant size ministry, for our birthday, people would always like, you know, hey, like, let's give him a card or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then I'd walk away with like one card, he'd have like 100 cards. And I used to always be like, well, why is my birthday on this day if nobody's gonna recognize it? I mean, he would recognize it. I mean, it was one of the greatest things in his life. His mom actually passed away on his birthday when he was young. And he was always believing in God for a boy. And so he had three girls. So even went out before I was born, he actually told people, my next child is going to be a son. And he's going to be born on my birthday. And the people they didn't believe him. They said, first of all, the due date is in December, not November. And he actually retold this story last week of how the night before I was born, my mom, in the middle of the night, he found her counting contractions. And he's like, we got to go. And this so happened to be on a Saturday night.
She was asleep and he was counting.
He was asleep. She was up counting contractions, and he's like, we gotta go to the hospital. And then a couple of hours, I was born. So I was born at like 7:30 in the morning. Only to service started at 11. So he's with her for a couple of hours and like, babe, I gotta go preach. And she's like, what do you mean you gotta go preach? This is back in 1982. What do you mean you gotta go preach? He's like, I gotta go preach my message. She's like, what's your message? You can have what you say. And so that was the message. So it's been an honor and privilege. That is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I that's a great story.
I feel like you've done some extra research. Number one, you knew that. Number two, my jewelry teacher is sitting next to me from high school, which was like 16, 17 years ago.
We keep referencing her. Why don't we give us your name? Just
Molly Marshall.
Molly
Marshall.
Marshall from West Bloomfield High School, the art teacher there. Keep up the good work. Love our teachers. You're doing God's work, you know.
I still have the brooch that I created from the class that I gave my mom. It was actually pretty good. I thought it was at least good. I don't know if I got it. I probably didn't get a good grade on it, but I at least thought it was pretty decent. But I still have, my mom still has it. And so that's pretty special. You know, we're talking about like 16, 17 years ago. So.
That's great. You come from a, you know, well-known family in Detroit. I mean, what was it like growing up in the church, essentially?
It was interesting. It was absolutely, I look back on it, I would say in the meantime, growing up in it, I didn't know any other kind of life, right? So every Sunday, every Tuesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Most of the time.
My family was at church, including my dad, especially in the 80s and the 90s, because just the years of just him, you know, whenever you start something, like I didn't even think I would be here in the coffee shop as much as I am, but when you're starting something, it's special, and you want to make sure that you have your mark or your hand on it so that it can continuously be special. And that's what I think is very, very important, is that as we continue to develop next generations, that there's an examples there. And I think my parents were just incredible examples to always show us the right path, show us the right way. Don't cut corners. Integrity is everything. And that your name means something. And growing up, you don't always kind of get that. But as you look back on it, you see the importance of, you know, what they were teaching and what they were putting out.
So you named the cafe Narrow Way.
Yes.
Which makes me wonder, did you always feel like you had to kind of tread the straight and narrow, and you were at risk of getting in trouble all the time? Or what was that like?
No, I mean, I got in trouble.
I put you on the spot. I don't want you getting incriminated.
I got in trouble, and then I couldn't lie. I mean, you got somebody next to me that would know different, but no, I did.
We'll have her on next to get the real dirt.
She's going to be on part two. No.
What was his grade point average?
So I did end up graduating from University of Michigan. Just want to put that out there. So I wasn't too bad, but no, it's one of the things that I think that I try to tell my kids right now, that I have three of them, and I try to make sure that I'm a good example for them. But it seems like my children are just as much like me when I was young. And it's kind of like, you know, people always say, you better not do that because your child one day is going to have a child that acts just like that. So I did get in trouble, but I'm glad I did get on that straight and narrow path sooner or later to get things right ahead of time.
Yeah. And you became an ordained minister in 2010, right? You're pretty young guy still, but what had you been doing before then? I think you graduated from college around 2005,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I graduated from Michigan in 2005, and I started to do a couple different things. I had some friends that were professional athletes and started to go around the world and helping them out in their business interests and doing some things with them. And then also at the church we have a record label, and so I was actually working the financial and running the record label with our choir and a couple of artists that we have.
Is that record label still
right now we have our church, our choir, Straight Gate Mass, that has recorded some amazing music that is known all across the world. I think a couple of months ago we had somebody from Japan that came in that they heard about they listened to our music and they said, I want to come to Detroit and I want to hear the choir sing in person. So we have stories just like that, and so we do pretty well.
So you guys are actually putting out physical music on this record label? What's the name of the record label?
It's called Bajade. It's B-A-J-A-D-A. And then, get us music on iTunes, everywhere else that you get music.
So we always hear about, you know, the kind of importance, the huge presence of the church, you know, capital C church in a city like Detroit, you know, majority black population and everything. What do you see? I mean, being on the front lines, what do you see as the church's role in a city like Detroit?
I think it's huge. If we look at the sign downtown where the Woodward, where the building is, where it says wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. We think just being a beacon of light, an example of serving people, being there for people, being there for the community. That's why we've tried to host at the church. Last week we had a community day where we just invited the whole community out for a great gathering of food and just fun, pretty much. And, you know, nothing to do but just get a chance to know people. And I think that we have to get back to doing that, of just really just spreading the news and just being an example and just loving on people.
Do you think that the church, again, capital C church, I'm speaking in general terms, is as influential as sort of shaping the not only the culture but the politics in the city of Detroit? Is that overstated, or do you think that understated, about accurate?
My father has always tried to stay out of the politics as much as possible, because let the politicians do the politicians, let the church do the church, let the business people do, you know, run the businesses, and pretty much everybody just stick to what they do best. And I've kind of like taken that on as well, and just, you know, I feel like, you know, we have some wonderful people that are care a lot about the city, and I do think that there are some times where they can team up and do something special, but I think that, you know, how should I say this? It's I think it's important that we always remember helping people should be our number one goal, no matter what it is. And I think that if we keep the focus on the people, on the city of Detroit, I think that our focus would be in a good place.
And so now you are doing those dual roles, though you're involved, obviously, still running the church and overseeing, you know, your parishioners and everything, and running a private business. So is there, what kind of similarities do you see between the two things, like running a coffee shop and, you know, attending to your congregation?
People. I feel like people are everything. No matter from what walk of life they come from, you know, they're people, and how you treat them matters. And I think that what you put out is what you get back in life. And I think that if you treat people the correct way, and I would say that at the church we have a great group of people for a common goal, and here at the coffee shop we have some great people who are looking forward to just serving. And that's what we look to do, serve our community.
So I wanted to ask also, how are your barista skills? Do you make a pretty mean cappuccino? Or
yeah, what? I'm pretty good. You know, Sabrina might,
our, doing
Sabrina,
the books and stuff,
Sabrina,
yeah.
Our general manager might think differently, but I mean, Sabrina's absolutely amazing. Her skills are absolutely amazing. Every single recipe, from our smoothies to every single thing that we do, are from her. But me, I'm more of the smoothie guy. I can make some smoothies pretty good. Yeah, I can do the smoothies.
You were also the only basketball player from West Bloomfield High School. He's embarrassed right now, I think. He's like blushing a little bit. But the only basketball player in the school's history to receive All-State First Team honors, which is pretty amazing. Did you play at all in college? Like,
I smile because the other day I was like showing my son, who's only 6 months, who can't really even like see what I'm showing him, but I was showing him my old high school games because I have them digitized on my computer, so I'll have them with me forever. So I was showing it to him, and you know, he kept on hitting the computer, and I was like, okay, good. I'm glad. I hope that means that you're rooting for me.
He's excited.
Yeah, you're excited. Sorry. And so it's one of the things. I played 2 years at Kent State. I tore my rotator cuff in my shoulder. We went on to go to the game before the Final Four in the Elite Eight. We lost to Indiana. That was probably one of the most incredible experiences that I had. And then after I tore my rotator cuff on my shoulder twice, within a year's time, that's when I decided that I need to get serious about my education. Not so much that I couldn't stay at Kent State, but had I stayed there, obviously my mindset wouldn't have been, you know, it would have been on basketball as much as, you know, but it wouldn't have been so much on my business classes.
Do you still play basketball at all?
I'm still good.
I'm sure you are.
But no, I don't get out and play much. I have too much. My plate is full. Yeah.
Jonathan Merritt, Reverend Jonathan Merritt, he's the pastor at Straight Gate International Church, one of the owners of the Narrow Way Cafe. And Reverend Merritt, it's been a pleasure having you on the Happy Hour podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited that you guys allow me to have this wonderful opportunity to talk to Detroit. And I hope everybody comes out and gives us a shot here at Narrow Way Cafe. And whether it's a smoothie, a coffee, or baked good, let us serve you and give you a stress-free environment.
Yeah, let me vouch. The coffee is delicious. I think it's Zingerman's coffee, right? And the pastries are from Avalon Bakery.
So Zingerman's is our roaster. Our beans are exclusive to us. And so I just want to make sure people know that. Like, so when they go to like another place that might have Zingerman's coffee, I hope that they know that it might be a little bit different and hopefully good when they come here. So yeah.
All right. Well, best of luck with everything here and at the church, of course. And it's great to have you here in the neighborhood. And it's so exciting what's going on here on the Avenue of Fashion in Detroit.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, podcast listener fans, before we let you go, just want to let you know that we want to give thanks to Bamboo Detroit for their support of this episode, and also to the good folks over at Podcast Detroit for all their support. Until we connect next time, be good, do good work, and take care of one another. So long.
You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.